Today is the 21st of September, Thursday, 2017, and oftentimes when we get up in the mornings, as we get older, our bodies are in pain, and we ascertain whether we're going to take an aspirin or do something to rid the pain. And there's also a spiritual implication here. When we're in pain spiritually, in other words, when we are in a battle, we're in a struggle, Christ is the remedy to our spiritual pain. Christ is the remedy. We see that in the Psalmist David over and over and over again. Continually resorts to Christ. He goes to the Savior. People go everywhere else to try to get rid of their pain. You know, they'll go to psychiatrists, they'll go to psychologists, they'll go to medical doctors, they'll take medications for depression, and they'll try to hide all of these things by doing everything other than going to Christ. They'll go to entertainment, they'll go to sports, they'll take vacations, they'll take lavish cruises across the ocean. But the source is Christ. And the very thing that would remedy all of their stress, I've often said the best definition of stress is the ultimate denial of the sovereignty of God. The ultimate denial of the sovereignty of God. In the 130th Psalm, psalmist says, "Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who should stand?" Reminds me of what happened when the lady was caught in adultery and they brought the lady before Christ and were accusing her, and so he ran to stone her. And Christ wrote on the ground, and then he said to them, "The one that is without sin, let him cast the first stone." If thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquity, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Christ is long-suffering. Christ is forgiving. Christ is kind. There's a lot of Pharisees out there that have the idea that Christ is not a forgiving and loving God to his people, but he is. He says, "I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning." I say, more than they that watch for the morning. "Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. There's the answer to those who are needing spiritual healing. There's the answer for God's people, not to all of these other shams out there. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. So this morning, let us rest and hope in our Savior, Jesus Christ, and let us realize that he is the Alpha, he is the Omega, he is the beginning and the end, and in him does all our comfort lie. God bless.